This is Description, episode 31, for February 5th, 2007, with material recorded January 27th.
One, two, three!
Welcome to Description, Valerie in Toronto. Hello, I am Valerie, and yeah, I am in Toronto. That noise you hear in the background is a small space heater that is facing me about a foot away in a folding chair. And it is sitting there making that noise because... Oh, first let me get this out of the way. There's going to be swearing. Okay, now I got that out of the way. I have the space heater here making noise because it's fucking cold! that's why. Now I can... I like cold. I like cold way better than it being the middle of summer and it's like plus 30 degrees outside. And I'm talking Celsius, by the way, all these numbers that I'm going to throw at you. But right now, it's about minus 30 with the wind chill. With the wind chill, remember that? out there. And it gets into this apartment. There's only so much that the heater of the apartment building can take. And so, space heater. And it's the night of the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is over. Colts win. Yay. Although that's one of those deals where either team, it would have been a good thing. But Peyton Manning ends up winning. And so he gets that monkey off his back. Cut that meat. Cut that meat. And I tried something I ran across at the store, not at Dominion, fuckers, not long ago, which was Tandoori Doritos. Yeah. That, they're British people who are probably going, yes, so, because I bet they've thought of something like that. Tandoori flavored Doritos. Awesome. I love this country. Anyway, so that was enjoyable. And another way to, you know, try to stay warm. the problem here has been cold, not snow. Although we have had some snow. And, of course, the winter has been very mild up until the last 3-4 weeks or so. And we have had some snow. It hasn't been really crazy-ass snow. Like, say, back home in Ohio. They've been having crazy-ass snow. Now, I grew up in the snow belt, as it's called. We get the snow that Buffalo gets, basically. And when I first decided to move to Canada, people would say, oh, they must have really bad winters there, huh? You had a lot of snow up there? I'm like, dude, you're in the fucking snow belt. What are you talking about? No. Up in Barrie, maybe, but no. Jeez. But we do get some, and we do get some cold, but actually cold, this cold isn't quite as common in Toronto as it is in the places where I used to live. When I first got landed in immigrant status, I was the only radio station who would take me back then was in Dryden, Ontario. And I moved there in the winter of 1994. Ah, Dryden. And Dryden cold was about minus 15, minus 20. Winnipeg cold, I would drive to Winnipeg every week or two, 4 hours, just to get some urban civilization. Winnipeg cold, minus 30. Or below. Right now we're at Winnipeg cold. And that's kind of new. But at least we're not dealing with snow. Because the one thing that I really hate about this city, you know, I'm very rah-rah Toronto, you know that. One thing I hate about this city is their snow removal system. It's so bad. It's like a regulation that they will not do anything to remove snow until a certain amount of snow has fallen on the streets. Yeah, so people have to drive on that shit before they send these guys out. So it's like, oh, it's insane. You'll be like on a very large main street and going, why am I sliding around on this snow-covered street as if I'm in the middle of nowhere and yet I'm in the middle of Toronto? What is that?
Oh, there's no point of trying to plow anything until there's enough on the...
Oh, it drives me fucking nuts. So fortunately, that has not been the issue at present, but we do try to have our fun here in Toronto when it's winter. We skate, and we watch people skate, and we curl. That's another episode. And we stay in clubs and watch bands and drink. And we use tunnels and other things. And the city every year decides to force us to have fun outside the winter by having an event called Winter City. There's also an event that's connected to it called Winterlicious, which is basically, hey, all you fancy restaurants out there, no one is showing up at your restaurants because it's too freaking cold, so why don't you have some sort of a prefix menu, and maybe more people will come in. And they go, oh, all right. And they have that. I haven't taken part in that event. However, last week, I partook in some of the events of Winter City. And yes, brought the iRiver. And so that's a pretty awkward introduction for the sound scene tour that's going to take up the rest of the show. So hope you dig it. Here's me last weekend at Winter City. Hey there. When I get my phone thing situated, I will try to explain where I am. I am at something called Winter City. People are eating bananas, walking past me, looking at me funny. So I already need the cell phone. I was already coming downtown to pick up a couple things and noticed that while it is, in fact, no question, winter. There, I got the cell phone now. I look normal. While it is, no question, winter, it is not as cold as it has been the last couple days. It's just a little under freezing right now. So it's actually a really good day to come to Winter City, which is this annual festival that, well, all cold winter cities have, don't they? But this is ours. And it mainly is based in Nathan Phillips Square, where I'm standing right now. Nathan Phillips Square, for those who don't know, is where City Hall is. And I guess if there's a main square in this town, this is it. Dundas Square likes to think it's them. But this is pretty much it. And there is skating. There's not always skating, but in the winter there is always skating. In this very large, it's not very large. Jeez, could I correct myself more? On this pond. That has three arches over it. And so that's what usually, and there's a skate rental place and a locker room, which is really skanky, and all that. So that's what usually happens in the winter. But now we got Winter City, the festival. So I'm going to meander around here and let you know what's going on. At least trying to. And already my arm is tired. I have to change arms for my phone. Da-da-dee-da-da. Okay. I'm kind of annoyed that I already just had sushi for lunch because I'd forgotten that they have food here. Different restaurants show up and serve food. Already, I'm standing across from Rasoi, the Indian Kitchen, and the Purple Pig Smokehouse. I've already had stuff from the Purple Pig before at
At CNE. Oh, by the way, I'm wearing the jingly purse, so you might hear that. And the mic is still broken, and I haven't found... Well, I've been too fucking lazy to get another one. So it's clipped very tenuously with one of those black office clips to the purse strap of the jingly purse. So with all that in mind, I'm walking up to a busker. He's wearing a red leotard with fake, rather comical shoulder pads, and on the back, and rainbow socks, and on the back he has a fake bare ass sticking out of his leotard. And he's just juggled sticks of fire and stuff, and evidently he's going to light himself on fire or something, but at the moment he's getting up on stilts. Fascinating. Let's continue. So this is basically an opportunity for, you know, people to hang out and enjoy winter, and for various companies to sell things. Good crowd on the rink. Very good crowd on the rink. The rink has had a tough time of it this season because it's been so warm. It's been really icky. And I have skated on this rink. No, I did not bring my skates. I've skated on this rink, and it's... When it's icky, it's icky. I've skated on slush a couple times. There's some heated tents in here. Walking towards City Hall now. City Hall is one of the most... Oh, the mic is already sliding down the strap. Hang on. Get up here, you damn like you. I love podcasting. Let's see how that does for a while. Now you're going to hear probably sound of clothing rubbing against something. Because I've got... What have I... Geez, sorry. I've got a hoodie, I've got a gloves, I got... Well, what the hell don't I got? Okay, sorry. Sorry about that. I walk by a Hershey Kisses kiosk thing. Ooh, and a Buckley's thing. Awesome! Okay, for those who don't know, Buckley's... is another great Canadian thing, and it's cough syrup, which actually I could use, seeing as right now I have cold. And then you would probably say, well, hell, you need Buckley's all the time, you're always fucking coughing. But Buckley's... How do I describe Buckley's... Wait a minute, did I describe it in the first episode? I think I did. Is, Buckley's is cough syrup that when you take it, I think I said in the first episode of this podcast that it tastes like a combination of liquid pine needles. I'm not kidding. And so they have a commercial. Well, the slogan is, it tastes awful and it works, which is true, it does. And but they have these commercials where they show people making really horrible faces, and they're the faces that people make after taking Buckley's, and it's entirely involuntary. So,
yeah.
It says, wanted your bad taste face audition here. Yeah, that would be something I actually get. I'm adjusting the mic again. Thing is, though, I have now taken so much Buckley's that I don't make a face anymore. I'm that macho that I can just take it without, like, you know, maybe I'll shudder at the worst of it, but I'm used to it now, so I can do it. I was kind of hoping they were going to give out free samples or something so I could use that. Someone's already auditioning. I want to see what this person does. This woman about my age, she gets to actually take some Buckley's. Maybe I should do this just so I can take some Buckley's. That'd be awesome. No, I'm just tripping. She's too distracted by the fact it was dripping off her mouth. And there's, you know, the little, whoa. Pigeons just flew right past me. Almost hit me. Various, you know, people selling, I don't know, clothes and doodads and wetsits and all that. Okay, what was I saying about City Hall? Excuse me, City Hall, probably one of the more recognizable landmarks of Toronto, in that in the middle, City Hall itself resembles kind of an oyster, and it's the middle of these two curved buildings. That's City Hall. It's a really interesting place, and the oyster-type looking thing is in fact the council chamber proper. It's really interesting the way it's set up. Walking up to the Toronto Water concert stage, and there's a band looks like it's gonna play. Now they get some big Canadian bands to play Winter City. Tonight it's Sloan! I should go to that. And next week it's New Pornographers. Which is awesome. I should check that out too. And other bands. These guys are the Bicycles. Cool. I think they're just about to start because it's, let me look at the old City Hall clock tower and it says it's 5 to 2. Or, if you're in Europe, 13:55. Now, I guess what the biggest thing about Winter City is that often at night, they have, they bring in some kind of, I don't know, some kind of a major, large Cirque du Soleil-ish performance art troupe. Usually they're from Sweden or Norway or something. And they do some big artistic crazy thing that involves, I don't know, large spinning things 20 feet in the air, or ersatz Ferris wheels, and of course fire and explosions, and you know, big things that roll along the ground that are like 50 feet in the air or something. I don't know. I think I see in front of me, about 20 feet away, the other guy in Jim Dupree Enthusiast. What is his name? I can't remember his name. And he has his own. So I'm doing what I always do when I see people who might know me but might not know me. I'm walking away. Because I'm like that. The other guy, Tristan, that's it. Met him at a meetup last year. Excuse me. Got his own. So, anyway. So, what is it? Once or twice, I brought my folks here. My folks usually visit around this time because my mom's birthday is February 4th. Anyone wants to send presents, I'm happy to take them. And, hey, where'd the band go? Oh, they must have finished soundcheck. Anyway, Tristan seems to be waiting for somebody. And he has an interestingly plaid, but not exactly, brown, light brown hat with flaps on the sides. It's interesting. And a peak in the front. It's very interesting and it works for him. Anyway. Is this him? Walking past the Winter City information thing. Ah, there's the... Let's stop that. Okay, I think it's done. Now, where was that? Oh, here it is. Back toward Queen Street. Oh, sorry, you're not done. Okay, now you're done. By the way, I got to this off of Queen Street, all right? Back toward Queen Street, there is a, well, for the true want of a better term, snow globe. A giant snow globe. How giant is it? Well, it's, some woman is standing by it right now, and you would have to have at least three more of those exact same women piled up on top of each other to make it to the top of the snow globe. Did that make sense? No, of course it didn't. So, this is sponsored by Ontario Tourism, and the snow globe is obviously inflated and clear. And oh my god, Dave Bedini just walked past me with his little kid. I love this town. And people, and there's a little winter scene, little mountains and a ski lift and stuff, and there are people inside the snow globe. Now, one of these people are actually volunteers, or they're people who work to be in the snow globe. I don't know. I'm thinking it's the latter, because the one with the snowboard, young Asian fellow, just had a nice little encounter with David Eady's child. And on the other side are people in hockey things. No, I just have to be next to you. And the idea is, it says, winter, get into it. Shall I offer the URL? Why, of course I will. OntarioTravel.net/snowglobe, all one word. And yeah, there's little miniature people on little miniature skis and snowboards going up a hill, going up a mountain. Do we actually have mountains here? And on the other side is some guy in a hockey sweater with a stick and a toque. And he's sort of skating-ish. A real guy, by the way. Hockey gloves. And he's standing on the other side of the mountain with lit Christmassy trees and a cabin that's supposed to be a spa. And what a frickin' gig. Now, you may wonder how the hell that works. Well, I'm walking up to what seems to be a very quiet air generator compressor thingy for this thing. Oh, dig this. In the spa, it's a little, there's someone actually sitting there in a little tiny replica of the spa, and she has a robe and a little thing around, a little terry cloth headband, and she's pretending to blow dry her hair. That is such a gig. And up on top, over the spa, there is something that says fine dining, and something that says theater, and so from what I can tell, it works like all of those inflatable Christmas decorations that you hate, only good. Oh, more people on stilts. They're wearing Victorian winter costumes. And now it's getting a little cold, so I think I'm actually going to head into St. Paul. So back around again. We've just walked in a circle, by the way. We have what? Oh. So, pictures are being taken with people posing with these Victorian winter dress people on stilts. One gets to wear the guy's hat. Cool. Ooh, what else on stilts? I don't really know what the deal is. The association between winter and people on stilts. But, you know, take what you can get. Here you go. By the way, most if not all of the bicycles are wearing matching sweaters. They're dark gray to black with a white B on the front. I like that. I've been here before Doors Open. I actually recorded some for Doors Open this year for the podcast, but I don't think I'm going to be using it. I think because this year they didn't actually allow us into the council chambers, which sucked. Okay, we're going in the very heavy doors. Very heavy wooden doors. Oh, somebody's got married. You're posing for photos. It's so awesome. Aww. So there's a bride and groom and two babies and a little toddler who seems to be kind of a handful. Aww. Oh, there's some stuff in here in City Hall. Let's see what's going on. Well, I'll see what's going on. How about you? By the way, it does say on a big piece of paper, weddings, take East Tower, elevators at the back on the right to the third floor. Oh. It looks like some kind of a cooking demonstration at the back of the main lobby area here. Let's see what's up. Oh, no it isn't. I was totally wrong about that. It looks to be four people with bassoons. The cooking demonstration part I was telling you about? It looks like it was something for Canadian artisanal cheese.
Believe it or not, it may seem very strange to you, but there's a whole bunch of Kasun quartets out there. This one is was written by a good friend of ours from Montreal.
And there was a group of, there must have been a cooking demonstration because there's a line of people talking with Christine Cushing, a quote-unquote celebrity chef in Canada on the Food Network. So see, I wasn't entirely wrong. But back to the bassoon, shall we? Get up and walk across. Testing a mic again.
There's a passing resemblance of sound when there's the four of us together to a saxophone section, especially maybe in the higher register, and the contrabassoon there sounding very much like a baritone saxophone. And so we're going to exploit that sound in our next piece, a little ditty by George Gershwin called I Got Rhythm.
Ooh, neat. The previous was, as I mentioned, an original. And those guys are from the Royal Conservatory of Music, just down the street from me. At the top of, if you remember Nuit Blanche, the Nuit Blanche episode, the Royal Conservatory of Music is at the top of Philosopher's Walk, where all that fog, rain, mist stuff was happening. and they're doing a major renovation, building huge new complexes there at the Royal Conservatory. So, good on them. Okay, so that warmed me up. Well, you didn't expect to be here in bassoons there, did you? Well, by the way, it looks like there's like some sort of artsy thing happening, switching off with cooking type stuff. Like Christine Cushing was on at 1:30. These bassoons are on now at 2. 2:30 is going to be this guy about cheese. And the title of the presentation is Cheesy. Now, for that reason alone, I really should be staying, right? He set out in the cooking demonstration area. He set out a stuffed moose and a big can of maple syrup. So I'm thinking it's got something to do with Canadian cheese. But I will save you from that. Although, you know, it's Canadian cheese. But we can only fit in so much. In fact, we really should be just about done with things here. God, I hope the mic worked, even though I've got it butted up against my scarf and everything. And I haven't done a very good description of City Hall itself. We may have to come back and do something better about it. Let me go get a Now magazine. And I'm going to readjust. I'm going to pause briefly and readjust the levels so I can record the bicycles for the end of this little program. Hang on a sec. So hey, Water City, really interesting. This is the first weekend I'm walking through the doors again. I think the stage that they're building up here is going to be the really, really big one for Sloan. I wonder. Anyway, so that was Winter City. Neat, eh? Hey, where's my cell phone? Crap, hang on. Cell phone. There it is. Aw, oh, dude, they got horns. Wicked. By the way, if anybody could possibly explain the whole thing about winter festivals and people on stilts, I'd appreciate hearing that. So to learn more about stuff like Winter City and those bassoon guys and the bicycles here and I don't know, other stuff I may have mentioned, go to the blog, that's descriptionto.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening and downloading and subscribing and whatever. There is an email link on the page of the blog. We can explain the whole still thing. And I'm Valerie Bethune in Second Life. So, you know, say hi. And don't get mad at me if I, like, hang out with you and then I have to leave. Because, I don't know, I've been pissing people off. I don't know how it feels. So anyway, thanks again.
Yeah, this is Peter Chapman.
We'll go out with the
advice. I'm a big hand for Peter Chapman.
Today he fell and hurt himself in the line of duty. He's doing awesome.
He knocked the wind out of himself.
We took Pete with us to Kingston.
Yeah, he dropped the amp. And
the rest of us just stood around like, what do we do? And Peter was...
So Matt was like, close the door so it can be warmer. So
I'll leave you with these guys. Really, and take care.
Last time he was in Kingston, he had a really bad hugging experience. But the person he hugged the first time wasn't there last night. I saw you sitting in your bed.
wishing that I could be there too. Lean back and close your eyes. Those tears will soon be dry. Yes, I will.
Really dancing.
Did you know I got your car? Reconstruction paper.